Many hunters and their friends in the state legislature didn't like the big drop-off in deer kill numbers last November, so the DNR is recommending increasing the wintertime deer population goals in 43 management units, replacing last fall's plan to only increase the deer herd in 13 units. The population goal in 2 units would be lowered. The DNR board has okayed the revised plan. An outdoors group, the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, says the plan is a positive step, though Congress Chairman Ed Harvey says many hunters probably won't see more deer this fall.
You'll start seeing an impact 2 falls from now and 3 falls from now. So, yeah, there's help on the way to some extent, whether it's a major change in overall statewide policy remains to be seen.
Harvey acknowledges that any big increase in hungry deer could mean more harm to state forests, but he says hunters have shown they could bring down the deer population relatively quickly. The DNR's Keith Warnke says the state plans to study the forest issue.
And what we're going to embark on in the near future here is a project to evaluate the effects of various deer densities on forest browse in these different areas of the state to give us the better empirical estimate of what that level of change to the forest is.
State lawmakers still get a chance to review the deer population goals. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.